It's time. The wait is over. We are ready to start.
You are now tuned.
We're set up, switched on, and ready to go.
Right now.
Get ready for this.
Samsung Galaxy Note 8. Windows Mixed Reality. TV 30. iPhone 10. This is the latest tech news.
This is
Tech Chat Friday
News
Update
with your host,
David Cann.
Hello everyone and welcome to another Friday News Update from Tech Chat with David Cannon. So we're now on YouTube and we're also on Alexa as a flash briefing. So go to amazon.co.uk and enable our Friday News Update Alexa skill if you have an Amazon Echo or Alexa enabled device. We're also now on Anchor, the podcast app. That's available from the App Store and Google Play, so you can listen on there as well. And as always, we are on Apple Podcasts and Stitcher. So there's lots of ways to listen, but for now, let's get on with the show. It is the first of December 2017. First day of December. Everyone, you've got to start with the advent calendars today, and it's nearly time for Christmas as well, which is really cool. But let's get on with the show. First up this week, Honor, a company owned by Huawei, have announced the Honor 7X. It's a mid-range bezel-less phone with a full view display. That means it's an 18:9 screen, it's full HD as well, and it is 5.93 inches. We've also got a dual camera, 4GB of RAM, a 16nm octa-core processor, and a fingerprint sensor that can unlock your phone in a quarter of a second. That's pretty good. It's also got Android 7.0 with Huawei's EMUI 5.1 on top. That's Huawei's interface. It will be officially announced along with pricing information and UK release info on the 5th of December in London via a live stream, and we'll keep you updated on that on the Friday News Update. They also recently announced the Honor V10 in China, which we think will be released as the Honor 9 Pro in the UK. We could hear more details about that on the 5th of December. It's got fairly similar specs to, in fact, pretty much identical specs to the Huawei Mate 10 that was never released in the UK. 6-inch bezel-less screen, full-view screen, 16-megapixel and 20-megapixel dual camera, and a fingerprint sensor on the front. And it also has Android Oreo and face unlock, so facial recognition, and some of the Mate 10's AI camera features. So we could hear more about that on the 5th of December. And again, I will keep you updated on that on Friday News Update. It's even got a 3.5mm headphone jack. Woohoo! But no water resistance. EE have announced a budget phone called the Hawk by EE. It's got an all-glass design, Gorilla Glass, which is pretty cool. And it also has an octa-core processor, a 13-megapixel camera, a 5-inch screen, which doesn't actually tell me what the resolution is, but I believe it is a 720p screen. And we've also got 10-hour talk time battery, which is pretty good. It's available right now. You can get it for £150 on pay-as-you-go, or for free with a $14.99 plan from EE. And go to ee.co.uk to buy that now. But obviously you can only get it on EE because EE make the phone. Essential have introduced portrait mode to their Essential phone. And if you didn't know, portrait mode is a popular feature that blurs the background of photos, but it was missing from the Essential phone at launch. However, they've now introduced it to the camera app. And they also say that a wireless charging dock is nearly ready for release for the Essential phone, and they will have a stellar grey colour ready for the Essential phone by the end of the year. The Essential phone will apparently be released in the UK very soon, and we think it could be an exclusive to EE, so stay tuned for more news on that. Apple have had to fix a pretty bad bug with macOS High Sierra that meant anybody could gain root access to your Mac. It allowed you to log into the administrator account just by typing root into the username box on the lock screen and leaving the password box blank and just typing enter loads of times, and then you would just get access to the root account, allowing you to do anything on the Mac, which is pretty bad. So they've now released an update for High Sierra that fixes the issue. However, it did break the file sharing feature of macOS, which Apple has released another fix for. So not a great time, not a great week for Apple this week. Meanwhile, Google have fixed a slightly less serious bug, well, sort of bug, in Android 8.1, that the cheese in the burger emoji is below the burger, unlike pretty much every other burger emoji on iOS and messaging apps, in which the cheese is above the burger. And they fixed this now, but they actually served some of their workers an Android burger this month. Well, last month, actually. It's December now. With the cheese below the burger. So, yeah. They have fixed this problem with Android 8.1. So, that's that all gone now. The burger emoji is now all correct. Microsoft have started selling the Samsung Galaxy Note 8 on the Microsoft store online, although not in the UK. They've already been selling the Galaxy S8 and the Razer phone, but now they're selling the Note 8. Another sign that Microsoft have just completely given up on Windows Phone. And finally, Google have sent out a survey that suggests they could be considering making a YouTube edition phone. It could have features such as U-Twist, which lets you turn your phone to start watching YouTube, and Live Lock Screen that lets you watch live streams on your lock screen, and could cost under £300. That's the latest news for this week. Please subscribe to my YouTube channel, Tech Chat with David Cannon, and for now, goodbye.